With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan O'Halloran covers the Broncos for the Denver Post. They've got these training camp sessions with the Bears going on right now. Well, they have the first one today. Ryan, thanks for coming on the bench.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for having me. Yeah, the first one today, and it was so boring. I mean, they had an unofficial no fighting edict.
Right.
And I think what it did is it just sort of robbed the intensity.
Wow, I believe it. So tell me, they had all kinds of news today with their defensive end getting off the hook. In Atlanta, he had, your boy Adam was, they had talked about charging him with rape.
Yeah.
Gotsis.
Yeah, Gotsis was arrested in March for an incident 5 years ago. And at the time, the Fulton County folks in Atlanta said, we'll have a decision in 90 days. Well, it took them 5 months. And it came down today. They decided not to press charges for that. And then the other news of the day was Carlos Henderson, the receiver, who has been AWOL anyways, but he's been suspended for the first game. And, you know, let's face it, he's not going to be on the roster anyways.
So he's a suspension for drugs, right?
Yeah, they did it to substance abuse. I mean, he had a marijuana arrest in February where I think it was probably stemming from that. So he's got a lot of issues.
How does Bradley Chubb look?
It looks good, and I think the Broncos are making a great decision with Chubb. Is they started the game against Minnesota last week by having him play defensive end, and that's what he played at North Carolina State. That's how he got to the quarterback the last couple of years, and you know, when they drafted him, they said, well, is he going to be a strong side linebacker in a 3-4? Well, can he move back in coverage? I think the coaches have looked at him and say, hey, this guy could be a great pass rusher right away. Put him down on the end, get his hand on the ground.
So, Ryan O'Halloran with us from the Post in Denver. How the mighty have fallen, right? Like, this team, can you even believe, like, we were watching them win Super Bowls, and now they went 5-11. I mean, it was disgusting. What has happened to the Denver Broncos?
No quarterback. Peyton Manning retires. They draft Paxton Lynch in the first round. They try and give him the job several times. He gets hurt, doesn't play well, so they had uncertainty at quarterback. And let's face it, this is a team who had a string of 5 straight division titles. They probably got busy patting themselves on the back, saying, "Hey, the AFC West is going to come to them no matter what they do at quarterback." They found out that's not the case. They had an 8-game losing streak last year, so they signed Case Keenum. They draft Bradley Chubb, who fell into their lap at number 5, and they think they could be one of these worst-to-first teams this year, like Philadelphia and Jacksonville last year did, worst-to-first.
So you covered the Jags for a long time, unless I'm mistaken.
Yep.
What did you think when you saw Jalen Ramsey lose his mind today? Because really, this is just insanity, the things he was saying. I mean, I think he just made a fool of himself.
Yeah, we had a couple of run-ins during my time there, and there has to be other things going on behind the scenes for him to get suspended for an entire week. Granted, it's the preseason. He probably didn't mind it because he doesn't have to play in a game, but for lashing out at the media to stop filming a video, that's worth a 1-week suspension. I think there's a lot more to that story. But in the GQ article, I found it's from the outside, it's amusing. His mouth's writing a lot of checks his team's going to have to cash. And, people do still believe in bulletin board material in this league.
Yeah, do you, because, they won 10 games. They made it to the AFC title game, and they blew it. We all know how fragile it can be getting to that again, that type of situation, or getting to a Super Bowl. Some people think that it's going to be, oh, it's easy. I'll do this every year, and then they never get back in 15 years and their career's over. Do you think so you had run-ins with him. I think he's I think he's an asshat. Like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, is he because he obviously hates the media and he's got loose lips. Like, he just says whatever. And some people kind of like that, and other people want to smash him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, it's a he's one of the most polarizing players in the league, if not the most. He is a great, great player. He takes away half the field when he's on at corner for the Jags. This Jags team, as you pointed out, Scotty, can they be a one-year? Are they a one-year wonder?
Yeah.
Can they handle their name and lights? Can they handle situations where, where's my money? Why did he get paid?
Right.
I'm pissed. So I think Doug Marrone has a lot of challenges, but if they can handle that stuff, their roster is dynamite. They should have some staying power for at least this year, next year, before they have to make some decisions. That's why I think it's imperative for them to get this calmed down very quickly.
How did you end up in Denver?
They called me, and I said, I've had enough of Florida summers. this is a historical franchise.
Right.
I thought it was
sure.
a great opportunity. And, you know, with a good outlet. So it's been so far so good.
That's great. You know, and just think of this, that maybe the Jags will be in London in 3 years. You'd have to live in London.
I don't think I would have made that move, but I survived 5 trips over there. And the first thing you looked at, you know, most people look at that bye week. Jaguars schedule and say, when are you going to have to make that godforsaken trip again?
Wow, so it was that bad.
It's just, you know, there's no easy way to get to London from Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
So, you know, they played a road game and then went there.
So what did you do? Did you fly to Miami to do it, or to Philly or something like that?
I flew a couple times. I flew to Atlanta. A couple times I flew to JFK.
Right. So, so let me ask you this question about I want to ask you about the quarterback situation. So now you're in a situation where Case Keenum is the guy, and he did great in Minnesota, and then – Chad, last chance you, Kelly, Jim Kelly's little nephew, because we all love JK. I think everyone loves Jim Kelly. His little nephew now is number two, and crybaby Paxton is now number three, complaining he wants to leave Denver, I'm sure. He's not happy with his situation. And then his coach, Vance, said he sucks, basically, in not so many words.
Yeah, I mean, that was what was fascinating from Vance Joseph's comments is, you know, he was asked what was Paxton Lynch's reaction, and Vance said, you know, he was upset. He wanted to know why. That's the major problem. If he doesn't know why by now, then there's really a lot going on wrong. But, you know, this is a first-round pick, and you demote him from second to third, replaced by Mr. Irrelevant, Chad Kelly, who's been making plays all over the field. He has no trade value. He hasn't played enough in the regular season for a GM of another team to say, I like just that little part of his game that we can maybe develop. I mean, if he doesn't make this team out of camp, it may be a while before he finds a new team.
So do you like that? I mean, you still have to like Thomas and the big kid Bud out of Michigan. Do they like him?
They got some weapons in the passing game. I mean, they're gonna figure out that tailback spot. They got a bunch of guys, but Demaryius Thomas has had a good camp. Emmanuel Sanders has had a great camp. Cortland Sutton, that second-round pick at SMU, right now listed as the third receiver. He's been arguably the best Broncos player in the first 2.5 weeks of camp. And he reminds me of a little bit of a young Allen Robinson, who, of course, now is with Chicago. So they and then Jake Butt and Jeff Hyerman at tight end. So I think this team's best chance, I mean, the Broncos have always been about running it, but I think their best chance early in the season is start to do some pitch and catch around the field.
So did Harris, the corner, get hurt today?
He had a little oblique problem yesterday, so he sat out today. They said he hopes to play Saturday, but I mean, he's their number one guy. If he's feeling a little bit of discomfort, they should put him on the shelf.
So what in God's name would allow – I would never – I don't care what I do for a living. I don't care if I'm a rookie. I don't care if I've been in the league 5 years. I don't care if I'm the water boy. no one is giving me a haircut like that. Like, I'm not letting someone cut my hair that way. Like, I mean, the job they did on some of these guys' hairdos and scalps, I mean, it is, like, irreversible. I mean, the damage caused by those haircuts. Like, have you seen some of these haircuts these rookies got? I mean, they are, it's downright abusive.
Yeah, I didn't really like it. It's one thing if you tell the rookies, okay, you're gonna get your head shaved, and everybody is in solidarity, be in the Chrome Dome for a couple weeks. But I mean, guys who didn't get their hair touched got their eyebrows shaved, and you know, they're walking around the practice field today with their hoods up to protect their heads, and you know, and some of the rookies is just like, man, do I have to talk about this? And
it's bad.
It's like they're, you know, make them sing their fight song or something.
Is this not like, I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but is it not like bullying? I mean, this is like hazing at the highest level. Like, no one's touching me. Like, I'd be like swinging things. I mean, honestly, I'd be grabbing helmets and swinging. No one's doing that to me. I'm not having someone, you'd have to literally tie me down and hold me down and literally duct tape me to the chair to have someone do that to me. I mean, honestly, I would freak out.
Yeah, and you know, some of the videos, you know, I thought the rookies were good pros because at that point, when they got the razor, you can't fight it.
I mean, that is just, I mean, I cannot believe what they do and that even that they allow it. I almost feel like it's insanity. Listen, great job, Ryan, and we'll catch up throughout the season. We'll see if the Broncos can be a good football team again. No one's taking them. I know that much. Everybody's riding everybody else. Rivers, they're riding the kid Mahomes over them. They're riding Derek Carr. Everyone, no one talks about the Broncos at all. We'll see if they can do anything. We'll get you back on a bench throughout the season.
Okay, Scotty, appreciate it.
All right, Ryan, congrats on the gig as well at the Denver Post. I appreciate you coming on tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.